الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وعن أسامة بن زيد رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: يا رسول الله، لم أرك تصوم من شهر من الشهور ما تصوم من شعبان، فقال: ذاك شهر يغفل الناس فيه بين رجب ورمضان، وهو شهر ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين، فأحب أن يرفع عملي وأنا صائم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this insan, this human being, and from the very onset of his existence in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that this human being comes into this world with needs, necessities and requirements. What we refer to as zaruriyat-e zindagi. Some are the needs, requirements that pertain to the life of this world. Then there are those needs and requirements which pertain to the life of qabr, what we refer to as alam-e barzakh. Then there are those needs, necessities and requirements which pertain to the day of qiyamah. And thereafter the announcement will be made, fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fis sa'ir, one group in jannat, one group in jahannam. If we look at these various phases of the existence of this insan, one is the life of this world. How long is this life? Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna amara ummati ma bayna sittina ila sab'een. He says that the average age of my ummah will be between 60 and 70 years. And there is inference in hadith also that as Qiyamah will come closer, so too will the lifespan of this human being in this world diminish and become even shorter. Then is the life of Qabr, several thousand years. Then is Qiyamah, one day which Quran describes, fi yawmin kana miqdaruhu khamsina alfa sana. One day which is 50,000 years long. What are the conditions of that day? Just by way of understanding, to give us some perception, some idea. He said the sun, the surface temperature of the sun is 12,000 degrees Fahrenheit. The core of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Every second, 14 billion tons of helium gas is converted into 12 billion tons of hydrogen gas. This conversion causes energy to be released every second, equivalent to 500 million hydrogen bombs exploding at one time. Flames 100,000 miles long. In this world, it is said if the heat and energy of the sun had to be divided into 200 million parts, one part is reaching the earth. Qiyamah, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ka qadri meel, the sun will be brought to 1 mile's distance above your heads. People will be swimming in their own perspiration, some up till the ankles, some up till the knees, some up till the hips, some up till the chest, and some completely immersed in their perspiration. A day, يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلَّ عَرْشِهِ, a day when there will be no other shade besides the shade of Allah's arsh. خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً, 50,000 years long that one day. In this world, this insan is concerned to protect himself from the harsh environment, to protect himself from the heat or sometimes the cold of this world. His efforts are made to ensure his comfort and his ease and his luxury in this life. This short life, what effort is being made to protect oneself from the heat of that day? Thereafter, it is either Jannat or Jahannam. How long is that? One riwayat, it comes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address the people of Jannah, Ya Ahlan Jannah. They will respond, Labbaik Rabbana wa Sa'adaik. O Allah, we are present, it is our Sa'adat. Allah will ask them, Kam labithtum fil ardi adada sineen. How long was the life of this world? How long was the life of this world? When the reality of Akhirat will have dawned upon them, the response will be one, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. O Allah, the life of this world was one day or a portion of one day. That response will be given then. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already said, already taught his ummah. He said, my example in this world, how long is this life? He said, my example in this world is that of a traveler who took some shade underneath a tree and thereafter continued his journey. Allah Ta'ala will respond to the people of Jannah, نِعْمَ مَتَّجَرْتُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ أَوْ بَعْضِ يَوْمٍ نِعْمَتِي وَكَرَامَتِي وَرَحْمَتِي وَجَنَّتِي خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. What a bargain you have struck! What a good deal! You controlled your passions and your desires. For one day or a portion of one day. And in exchange for that you have earned my favors. You have earned my bounties. You have earned my mercy. You have earned my Jannat. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. You will reside herein forever and ever. Then Allah will address the people of Jahannam. Ya Ahl al-Nar, O people of Jahannam. They also will respond, لَبَّيْكْ رَبَّنَا وَسَعْدَيْكْ. Same question will be put to them. كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ عَدَدَ سِنِينَ. How long was the life of the world? They also will reply, لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. Allah, it was one day or a portion of one day. Allah will say to them, بِئْسَ مَا اتَّجَرْتُمْ فِي يَوْمٍ وَبَعْضِ يَوْمٍ سَخَطِي وَغَضَبِي وَلَانَتِي وَنَارَ جَهَنَّمْ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. What a terrible loss you have incurred! How great is your torment! In order to pursue the desires and goals and aspirations of one day, or a portion of one day, you have earned my anger, you have earned my curses, you have earned my punishment, you have earned my Jahannam, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. You will reside herein forever and ever and ever. Each and every human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this insan a composition of body and soul. The body is from the earth, created through various stages. وَقَدْ خَلَقَكُمْ أَطْوَارًا وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ. Various stages Allah Ta'ala creates this body from. And when this fetus is 120 days old in the womb of the mother, then the ruh and the soul of this insan is placed in that body. The ruh is not from this earth. The ruh and the soul is not from this dunya. In fact, the ruh is that hidden amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about which the knowledge of insan is very, very limited. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, referring to that question which the kuffar in Makkah put before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking you about the soul of insan. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Tell them that the ruh and the soul is from the amr of my Allah. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. And the knowledge which you insan has is very, very limited. What knowledge does this insan possess in reality? We have a lot of fakhr. We have a lot of pride. We feel we know so much. But how much do we really know? If you ask a person, by how many fingers you have? He says 10 fingers. How many ears you have? 2 ears. How many eyes you have? 2 eyes. How many hair on your head? No matter what his IQ may be, no matter what instruments he may have at his disposal, concerning his own body, how many hair on your own head, that also he doesn't know. There was a group of German scientists. They got together to research the function of one cell in the body. That is the beta cell in the pancreas which produces insulin. Millions of dollars were spent, 25 years of exhaustive research on one cell. And after 25 years of research, they threw the towel in and said that we cannot understand the function of even this one cell. And this human being, Allah Ta'ala has made every human being a composition of 100 trillion cells. The cell is so small, you cannot even see it with the naked eye. You need a microscope. Inside that cell is the DNA, which is 1 millionth the size of the cell. That DNA is made up of 3.5 billion nucleotides, characteristics. In such a small space, Allah Ta'ala has kept 3.5 billion characteristics. It is said that the wisdom contained in one cell, is more than the combined knowledge of the entire human race. If you want to record the information found in that, you will need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long, to record the information that Allah has kept in one cell. And this insan is 100 trillion cells. We cannot even attempt to try to comprehend the vastness of the knowledge of Allah. Once Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi. One Bedouin came in. Bedouin is a village dweller, nomadic background, no real culture or education. He comes into the masjid, he raises his hands, and then he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya man la tarahu al-uyun, wa la tukhalituhu al-dhunun, wa la yasifuhu al-wasifun, وَلَا تُغَيِّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثُ وَلَا يَخْشَ الدَّوَائِرُ. He says, O my Allah, whose majesty is such that the eyeballs cannot encompass him. Sight is limited. In fact, all the faculties which Allah has given this insan, whether it is sight, whether it is hearing, whether it is speech, whether it is physical strength, whatever it may be, everyone is limited. There is only one faculty of this human being on which Allah has placed no limit. That is what we call quwwat al-khiyal, the imaginative ability of this human being. Allah has given every human being such imagination, such strength of mind, that it is said that the imagination of a human being can travel faster than light also. Light travels at the speed of 186,282 miles per second. Faster than that is your imagination. Look at the manner in which he praises Allah. He says, O my Allah, the eyeballs cannot see you. Eyesight is limited. The mind also cannot imagine you. وَلَا تُخَالِتُهُ الذُّنُونَ. No one can possibly describe you. وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ. Everything around us is a target of the ravages of time. The tick, 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 tick of the clock spares no one and spares no entity. That mighty palace of yesterday is a ruin of today. That youngster of today is the old man of tomorrow. And eventually he becomes the remains in his qabr and in his grave. No one is spared the ravages of time. He addresses Allah Ta'ala and he praises Allah. وَلَا تُغَيِّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثُ وَلَا يَخْشَ الدَّوَائِرُ. O my Allah, you are that only entity that is free of the ravages of time. Time and space are the creation of Allah. لَا يَخْوِيهِ مَكَانٌ لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ زَمَانٌ. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of shape, Allah is free of form, Allah is free of color, Allah has given space, Allah has created space, Allah has given form, Allah has given shape, Allah has given color, Allah is free of all this. يَا مَنْ يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ وَمَكَائِيلَ الْبِحَارِ وَعَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ وَعَدَدَ وَرَقِ الْأَشْجَارِ. He says, O my Allah, you know the weight of the mountains. You know the measure of the seas. You know the number of rain droplets that are falling from the heavens. You know the number of leaves on the trees of the entire world. Everything that nightfall covers, darkness hides things but not from your sight. Everything that the daylight rises upon is contained in your knowledge. وَلَا تُوَارِي مِنْهُ سَمَاءٌ سَمَاءً وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَرْضًا وَلَا بَحْرٌ مَا فِي قَعْرِهِ وَلَا جَبَلٌ مَا فِي وَعْرِهِ. O my Allah, your sight, your knowledge is such that one layer of the heavens cannot conceal from you what is going on above or below it. One stratum of the earth cannot conceal from you what is going on beneath it. His knowledge is such, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah says, every word you utter, every word you utter, the angels of Allah are ready, they are writing it down. It is contained in the knowledge of Allah. One verse of Surah Ma'idah, 70,000 malaika accompanied the revelation of this verse. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. May Allah the keys to the unseen. No one knows of this besides Allah. Everything in the sea, everything in the land is in the knowledge of Allah. Not a single leaf falls from a single tree without the permission of Allah. There is nothing that goes into this earth or comes out of this earth. There isn't a tiny grain or seed in the depths of this earth, but that it is in the knowledge of Allah. Where are you going to hide from this Allah? What are you going to conceal from this Allah? In tubadu ma fi anfusikum o tukfuhu yuhasibukum bihi Allah. That Allah who says, if you reveal what your heart hides or you conceal it, it does not matter. Allah will call you to account for it. You smiled, but you had hatred for him in your heart. You smiled and placated him with words of encouragement, while in your heart you desired his downfall. He could only see the outside. Allah sees your inside also. Hatred for this one, dislike for that one, enmity for this, for that one, planning and plotting the downfall of the other one. يُحَاسِبُكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, each and every one of those things, we will call you to account for it. إِن تَجْهَرْ بِالْقَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ السِّرَّ وَأَخْفَى سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالسَّارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Ajeeb. Allah says, shout out, Allah hears you. Speak in normal tones, Allah hears you. Whisper, Allah hears you. Go even lower than that. Go lower than that. Close your lips and only your tongue moves. Even that Allah hears. Go lower than that. The lips are closed. The tongue is not moving. Talk in your heart. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Allah says, we have created this insan and we are aware of everything that his heart is whispering to him. We are closer to you than even your jugular vein. And the day is coming. A day is coming. Yawm, the Arabic word for day is yawm, that day which Quran again and again cautions us. Yawmul Fasl, Yawmul Deen, Yawmul Jaza, Yawmul Hasra, Yawmul Nadama, Yawmul Wail, Yawmul Khusran, Yawmul Fawz, Yawmul Jannah, Yawmul Nar, Yawmul Taghabun, Yawmul Haqqa, Yawmul Ghashiya, Yawmul Tammatil Kubra, Yawma Yafirrul Marru Min Akhi, Qul Innal Awwaleena Wal Akhireen, Lamajmu'oon Ila Miqati Yawmin Ma'loom, Thalika Yawmun Mashhood, Thalika Yawmun Majmu'un Lahun Nas, Inna Yawmal Fasli Kana Miqata. Yom, yom, yom. Allah says, a day is coming, a day is coming, a day is coming, when the caller will say, وَمْتَازُ الْيَوْمِ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Let the sinner now move to one side. A day, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكْ, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكْ, that Allah will come, وَالْمَلَكُ صَفًّا صَفًّا, and the malaika of Allah will be lined up in safs. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الرُّوحُ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ صَفًّا لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُونَ خَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسًا. The day when the Jibreel and the angels of Allah will be lined up in safs. أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Jannat will be brought near. بُرِّزَتِ الْجَحِيمُ لِلْغَاوِينَ. Jahannam will be brought near. No one will dare to speak. There will be total, complete silence. خَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتِ. Silence. Each one in fear. A day when nothing will be concealed, nothing. وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا. اقرأ كتابك، اقرأ كتابك، كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Allah says, every human being on that day, a chain will be placed around his neck of his book of deeds. That book of deeds will be taken, وَإِذَا الصُّحَفُ نُشِرَتْ, will be thrown in front of him. When he will see it, what will be his reaction? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. You will say, what type of a book is this? Not the smallest or insignificant deed, or the big plan and machinations which I made have been concealed. Everything is present. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. Every action he will find it in front of him. And then Allah will say to him, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكْ, read your own book now and make your own hisab. You decide for yourself. You decide for yourself. You lived on the earth of Allah. You breathed the air which Allah gave you. You looked with the eyes which Allah gave you. You heard with the ears which Allah gave you. You walked on Allah's earth. You utilized the countless bounties and favors of your Allah. And yet you used his bounties to disobey him. You made war with him. You were aware that he was looking at you, yet still you defied him. His mercy, his forgiveness, his shafqat, his kindness. Fuzay bin Ayaz rahimullah used to say, مَا مِن لَيْلَةٍ يَخْتَلِتُ ذَلَامُهَا إِلَّا نَادَ الْجَلِيلُ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. Not a single nightfall descends where the darkness becomes intense, except that Allah, Allah calls out, مَنْ أَعْظَمُ مِنِّي جُودًا وَكَرَمًا. Who is more merciful? Who is more kind? Who is more generous than your Allah? الْقَلَائِقُ لِي عَاسُونَ وَأَنَا أَكْلَغُهُمْ فِي مَضَاجِعِهِمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَعْصُونِي. Allah complains, the creation is disobedient to me, yet despite your disobedience, I cause you to sleep in your warm beds at night as if you did not disobey me. That clock is ticking. The short life of this world will very soon pass. And then that ruh and that soul, which was not from this dunya, that ruh and that soul, which was the hidden amar of Allah, which was placed as an amanat in your body, very soon that time will come when this ruh and this soul has to go back to Allah. Maut and death is an inescapable reality. Unfortunately, such is the attraction, such is the glitter and glamour of the material things of this world, that this insan, this human being, engages himself in a blind and a mad rat race in this world. Each time the goalpost is being shifted further and further and further away. Janaza upon janaza lifts up. He passes by the graveyard. Constantly on a daily basis he is being reminded, Bhai, tujhe marna hai, tujhe marna hai. You have to die, you have to leave this world, you are only a musafir. You are only a traveler. You have to go back. Go back. Return to that place where you came from. That is why when Allah Ta'ala in the Quran speaks about that ruh and that soul that pleases Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah. Oh, that soul that pleased Allah. Oh, that soul that recognized Allah. Irji'i, irji'i. Come back. Wapas aajao. In this word, irji'i, come back, is a hidden meaning of what? Intizar, of shauq, of inclination. Which musafir doesn't desire to go back home? It's a natural reaction, every musafir, every traveler. When he engages on a journey, he wants to go back. Ask those brothers that go for 4 months and 40 days. Ask those young ulama that go for 1 year in the path of Allah, how they count the seconds and the days and the minutes. When the day to go back home is coming, when the day to go back home is coming. Even Allah's beloved, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is leaving Makkah Mukarramah, expelled from Makkah, banished from his home place, as he is leaving Makkah, the tears pouring down his cheeks, Ya Makkatu, ma atiyabaki min baladin wa ahabbaki ilayya, lawla anna qawmi akhrajuni minki lama sakantu ghayraki. Oh Makkah, oh my birthplace, what a beautiful, what a sacred, what a pure, what a beloved land you are to me. If my people had not banished me, if they had not removed me from you, I would never have lived anywhere else. Tears pouring down his cheeks. Even Bilal, who lived as a slave in Makkah, in Medina Munawwara, Bilal, in the initial days, he would lament the pain of the loss of Makkah, of his birthplace. Ala layta shi'ri. Ala layta shi'ri. Hal abitanna laylatan. Biwadin wa hawli idhqaru wa jaleelu. Wa hal aridan yawman miyaha mujanna. Wa hal yabduan li shamatu wa tafilu. You would say, if only someone would come and falsely console me that Bilal, once again you will see Shama and Tafil mountains in Makkah. Once again you will drink from the streams of Mijanna. He lived as a slave in Makkah, beaten every day, yet such was the pain of separation from his home place. Likewise, my respected brothers, if the correct effort is made on the ruh, on the soul of this insan, if the correct effort is made in this life, then this heart will aspire to go back to Allah, this heart will aspire to meet Allah. Abu Hazim rahimahullah was asked, كيف القدوم على الله? كيف القدوم على الله? How will the meeting with Allah take place? He said, أما المطيع فكقدوم الغائب على أهله المشتاقين إليه. He said, the one who obeyed Allah, the one who pleased Allah, his return back to Allah will be like a family member who was separated from his family, and after many, many years, no words can possibly describe the joy of his reunion. وَأَمَّا الْعَاصِي فَكَقُدُومِ الْآبِقْ عَلَى سَيِّدِهِ الْغَضْبَانِ عَلَيْهِ. And the one who disobeyed Allah, the one who disobeyed Allah, Allah describes in the Quran, وَلَوْ تَرَى إذ يتوفى الذين كفروا الملائكة يضربون وجوههم وأدبارهم. Allah says, if only you could see, if only you could see the manner in which my malaika, the angels of death, will beat the body of that person who had disobeyed Allah, slash him on his face, slash him on his behind. They will command his ruh, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْخَبِيثَةُ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْخَبِيثِ أُخْرُجِي أُخْرُجِي وَأَبْسِرِي بِحَمِيمٍ وَغَسَّاقٍ وَآخَرَ مِنْ شَكِّهِ أَزْوَاجٍ. They will say, oh filthy, dirty ruh, you are in a dirty body, come out now. Come out now. For in front of you lies the boiling water of Jahannam. Lies the blood and pus of the Jahannamis. And lies various other types of azab. One occasion, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Ka'ab, حَدِّثْنَا عَنِ الْمَوْتِ, describe to me the mort and the death of a disobedient person. Allah protect us. He said, إِنَّ الْمَوْتِ كَالشَّجَرَةِ شَوْكِ أُدْخِلَتْ فِي جَوْفِ ابْنِ آدَمْ فَأَخَذَتْ كُلُّ شَوْكَةٍ بِعِرْقٍ مِّنْهُ ثُمَّ جَذَبَهَا رَجُلٌ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى فَقَطَعَ مِنْهَا مَا قَطَعَ وَأَبْقَى مَا أَبْقَى. He said, the similitude and example of death is like a thorny branch which has been placed in the body of Ibn Adam, of this human being. At the time of death, the angel of death will pull this branch. Each of the thorns of this branch has attached itself to one of the veins in his body. And they will pull with might. They will pull with force. Some veins will get cut off, some veins will be left. Hasan Basri rahimahullah narrates, he says the pain at the time of death will be equivalent to 300 swords being stuck on a person at one time. We know that famous incident. Fariduddin Attar rahmatullah alayhi was a perfume merchant living a life of ghaflat. Allah made the decision for his hidayat. One day a faqir, a poor man, stands outside his shop and he's staring at all the various attar bottles. Fariduddin Attar gets upset. What are you staring at? What are you staring at? He says, I am trying to work out how the angel of death is going to pull your ruh and your soul out of each and every one of these bottles of ether. According to the effort that this insan will make, likewise will be the love and the attachment that will enter his heart. If morning till night it is the effort of dunya, then the love and attachment and fikr and concern of that will enter the heart. So he says, I'm trying to figure out how each one of these bottles of ether, how your ruh is going to be taken out. He retorts to that poor man, how will your ruh be taken out? That poor man, no attachment in this world, he lies down and he says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and he passes away on the spot. That which is found in the hadith, that the ruh and the soul of a pious person will be taken out like a hair that is pulled out of a piece of wet cotton wool. Easily it will come out. It will be said to that ruh, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْحَمِيدَةُ كَانَتْ فِي الْجَسَدِ الْحَمِيدِ اُخْرُجِي وَأَبْشِرِي بِرَوْحٍ وَرَيْحَانِ وَرَبٍ رَاضٍ عَنْكِ غَيْرِ غَضْبَانِ. O praiseworthy ruh, you are in a praiseworthy body, come out now. Become happy in front of you. Are the gardens of Jannat, are the palaces of Jannat. And Allah, Allah is waiting for you and Allah is happy with you. Come, come now, come to your Allah. When Malakul Maut came to Sayyidina Ibrahim Khalilullah, he addressed Khalilullah and said, I have come to take out your ruh. Ibrahim Khalilullah said to the angel of death, that go and ask my Allah, go and ask my Allah, kya Khalil, Khalil ko marta hai? Allah is my Khalil, my friend. Does one friend cause the death of another friend? Ask my Allah. Malakul Maut came back. And he came with a response that Allah is saying, kya Khalil, Khalil se mulaqat nahi karna chahte hai? He came back with a response, does not the friend desire to meet his friend? Does not the friend desire to meet his friend? When that neck ruh is coming out, the angels of Allah, 500 angels with 500 bouquets of flowers from Jannat will come to make the istiqbal of that ruh. Insan ka asal sarmaya, the real wealth of this human being, the real dignity and honor and status of this human being, my respected brothers, is not determined by the material things of this world. The real status, dignity and honor of this human being is dependent on his ruh, on his soul. What effort did he make? Did he make that effort to instill the khashiyat of Allah, the fear of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the recognition of Allah, the ta'alluq of Allah? Or from day, from morning till night, did he make that effort to try to appease this ruh with the women of this world, with the music of this world, with the 5-star hotels of this world, with the fast cars of this world, with the liquor of this world, with the music of this world, with the attractions of this world? The ruh of insan doesn't know these things. This ruh, this soul is crying out, is calling out for Allah. Only when this ruh is connected with Allah and connected with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will it ever find peace, will it ever find comfort, will it ever find itminan. That inner fire is raging in every human being. That bechaini and restlessness is raging in every human being. Allah has made it such that this heart will call out for Allah. This heart will desire Allah. This heart will seek the ta'alluq and relationship of Allah. Unfortunately, we are trying to douse that fire with the attractions of this world, with the wealth of this world, with the temporary lazzat and ecstasy of this world. Hours and hours in front of that shaitan box. Hours and hours looking at zina. Azan upon azan falling on deaf ears. Morning till night. Pisa ho to kaam banega. Pisa ho to kaam banega. This chant and this lament and this call. So that is blindly, in droves this humanity is chasing after this temporary world.
Please proceed to the next CD.
The inside is crying out, calling out, begging. This heart is crying out for the masjid. This heart is crying out for the kalam of Allah. Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullah used to say, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, Ahlul layli fi laylihim, Alazzu min ahlil lahwi fi lahwihim. He used to say, the people of the night, the people of tahajjud salah, the people who cry in front of Allah in the dead of night, Allah has kept that lazzat and that ecstasy, which even the people in ghaflat and in the dens of vice and Allah's disobedience will never ever experience. Allah has kept more lazzat, more ecstasy, more enjoyment in crying before Him, in His kalam, in calling out towards Him, in taking His name. There is no music in this world. There is no attraction in this world. There is no temporary ecstasy and joy in this world that will ever match the joy and ecstasy that Allah has kept in His name. Because this pukar, this call, Ya Allah, is that call which will cause the chords of the heart to reverberate. There is no music of this world. There is no haram and shamelessness of this world that will ever penetrate the ruh and the soul of this insan. If you could find satisfaction, if you could find chain and ease and contentment in the disobedience of my Allah, and in the dens of gambling, and in front of that shaitan box, and in listening to that haram music, if you could find chain and peace, then my respected brothers, the kalam of my Allah would be false. And wallah Allah's qasam, the kalam of my Allah can never ever be false. My Allah has called out in His Quran, Allah, listen, hearken, open your ears. Bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Only in the obedience of Allah, only in the zikr of my Allah, only in handing yourself over to my Allah, tatma'innul qulub, will your heart ever find peace? Will your heart ever find comfort? Will your heart ever find solace? This world has become enveloped in darkness. The entire structure of society has crumbled. We have been taken over by a tide of behayai and shamelessness. That mother who was the queen of the home, that mother or that woman who was a sister, who had the mantle of motherhood, who had the mantle of being a daughter, who had the robe of ihtiram and honor and dignity, she has been stripped of that in the name of gender equality. She has been stripped of that in the name of modernism, in the name of keeping up with the times, so that Muslim husband wants to introduce his wife to his ghair mahram friend. He wants his wife to shake that person's hand. Women moving around with strange men. They have stripped her of her haya, of her shame, of that robe of honor and dignity which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam anointed her with. Where they raised her to such a mantle, where they said, where Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you want to find Jannat, if you want to find Jannat, if you want to find the pleasure of my Allah, if you want to earn eternal success and dignity and honor, then you will find it underneath the feet of your mother. Such ta'aleem, such dignity and honor, yet, in the name of modernism, in the name of advancement, she has been taken out of the home. She has been made into a commodity in the bazaar. So that if you want to sell a loaf of bread, they make a woman naked. If they want to sell a car, they make a woman naked. They have removed her robe from her and made her what is called ma'shuqa. They have made her an object of the desires of men. And it is human nature that once you acquire what you desire, once what you are attracted to, you manage to achieve it, then very quickly its attraction fades away and your eye looks elsewhere. They have stripped women of their dignity and their honor, as a result of which the entire social structure has crumbled. There is no longer a home. Children have lost their identity. Broken homes have become the order of the day. They seek solace and comfort in drugs, in intoxication, in the music and the haram of this world. And finally they commit suicide, or they eke out whatever remains of their existence in utter sadness and in utter loss and in utter despair. That which Quran describes, O ka dhulumat fi bahril lujji yaghshahu mawj min fawqihi sahab dhulumatun ba'duha fawqa ba'd إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. Allah says darkness, one is the darkness of the dark night, the other is the darkness of the black ocean, the other is the darkness of the rising waves, the other is the darkness of the shadow of one wave over another wave, darkness upon darkness upon darkness, such darkness that if you take out your hand, you cannot see your fingers. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لَهُ نُورًا فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ نُورٍ. If Allah doesn't give them light, where are they going to get light from? These nights of benevolence, these nights of mercy, these nights of the open and sweeping declaration of Allah's forgiveness and Allah's call towards Tawbah, where that pukar of the Qur'an, that cry of the Qur'an, that call of the Qur'an, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run back to your Allah, come back to your Allah, come back to your Allah. Never in the history of this humanity was this call more required. Walk the earth, go to South America, go and see those of Arab progeny, go and see those who were born with Iman, go and see those in whose body up till today the blood of Sahaba is flowing. Yet if you say to him, recite La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, he doesn't even know the kalima. 26, 27, 28 years of their lives have passed. One day the Jamaat knocks at the door. That brother finally is brought to the masjid. He starts crying and he says, 26 years of my life I have not made one Jummah also. That is still far away. Walk in Africa. Look at our neighboring countries. For a hamper of food. For a school education. First little bit of medicine. Those who were born with Iman. Those who were born with Kalima. Those who were given Miftahul Jannah, the key to Jannah, are selling the Iman. This humanity is steeped in an age of ghaflat and negligence and darkness, the like of which has never been seen in the annals of history. That hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O my beloved Nabi, O my beloved Rasul, I have never seen you, we have never seen you fasting in any other month as much as you fast in this month of Sha'ban. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, and in this response is a great lesson and sabab. He said, this is the month of ghaflat. This is the month between Rajab and Ramadan, which generally my ummah is negligent of. In contemporary layman's modern terms, Ramadan is coming, so that holiday you want to go for, let's go now. Ramadan is coming, so that place of Allah's disobedience we wanted to go, let's go and get it out of our system. Ramadan is coming, so in Shaban everything which appeals to us of Allah's disobedience, we want to go in that direction. He said, my ummah generally is ghafil of this month between Rajab and Ramadan. Yet, this is that month in which the a'mal of my ummah is presented before Allah. فَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعْ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. He said, I, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, desire that my amal should be presented to Allah whilst I am in a state of fasting. The sabak and lesson which ulama mentioned from this hadith, they say in a period of ghaflat, when there is an environment of negligence, those who in that environment, where the environment is not conducive to the obedience of Allah, in that environment, those who will stand up for the obedience of Allah, those who will stand up for the ibadat of Allah, those who will come forth in the remembrance of Allah, Allah Ta'ala appreciates it and their reward is multiplied many, many times. If someone is sitting at home, or someone is sitting in the masjid, and he says, La ilaha illallah.